My ringtone is Tiamo, but yeah, it's, I've not heard it before. Shiver,
my text tone is Kim Possible, but because it's on silent, you never hear it. I'm a classic man. You can be me when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.
Hello, yo, welcome to episode 67 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, your fave pop culture enthusiast. Today, I am joined with a return guest, actually. You are a return guest, but you're returning alone. It's our entertainment guru, honey, Ray. How are you doing, my love?
Very, very good. I was wondering how you were going to introduce
this
me.
Listen.
I don't know what I call myself in it. So I'm just like, hey.
Do you know what it was? I'm happy you said that because I usually use people's bios as a way to know. But you put entertainment. What did you say again? You said something like along those lines. What do you put in your bio?
Entertainment, babe.
Yes.
But also unserious.
Yes. Like, I could say unserious now.
I mean, like, unserious in the sense of like, don't look at me for a place of like formal language.
Oh, yeah.
Seriousness. Like, everything is
lighthearted, banterous.
It's all banterous. So, like, I'm not a serious candidate at all. Yeah. So, I'm just like, I'm unserious, please.
I can relate to that. Let's make it lighthearted. Let's make it, you
just
know.
Banter.
Yeah,
like,
banter.
I don't know how to explain that. I just say unserious because I'm like, just don't look at me for, like, don't look at me for advice, but don't look at me to be, like, that serious candidate who's, like, obviously, I get my shit done, but, like, not. Yeah. I don't know how to put it. I'm just not serious. I'm very unserious.
I love it. My dear, enjoy. So the last time that you were here,
when was it? It was definitely 2021.
COVID was still around. We had to do it through Zoom, whatever. Yeah,
it had to be 2021.
You were here with Clued Up Podcast.
I was,
and a lot has happened since then. You are taking the industry by storm.
That's very weird to say.
You know, you are. You know what? I saw you for the first time at the little baby screen, isn't it?
Yes.
And I was just feeling so proud. Look at this. In her element.
I know.
You know?
Oh, I was so stressed that day. But I was like, hi.
No, I know, but you looked amazing. You were doing amazing. I'm just so proud of you. So what do you do? What is Ray's role in the entertainment game?
It's very, very, very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always love to say vibes queen. Only because, like, I mean it in the sense of, like, entertainment to me is very different to the way some other people would describe it. Because, like, entertainment for some people is like TV, comedy, and entertainment for a lot of people is like front facing. So do you know people that are like the comedians, the podcasters, the ones that are like, in terms, they're entertaining people. So for me, it's like almost like the behind the scenes of it. And I'm always like, with where I do it at my lovely workplace, Vamp.
Yes, shout out to Vamp.
It's a new kind of branch of the business that it's still new, so it's still growing it. So it's almost like, to me, we're almost still figuring out, if that makes sense. So it's like, for us, it's obviously going to be hand in hand with influencers and content creators, Black specifically.
Come on.
So it's like, it's always that, and it's always like, how can we bridge the gap between the ones that facilitate entertainment and the people that we want to be there, if that makes sense. So what that means for me is like, maybe because we work with a lot of labels, we work like with a lot of studios or like film and TV companies. You can tell I don't know how to talk about it.
Oh, you're doing really good, by the way.
So it was like, I would say we're the middleman between Black influencer content creators and places like labels, places like podcasting, places like TV and digital platforms on like YouTube and stuff. And it's just like, because we're creative agency more than anything, it's more so there's no limit to what we do, if that makes sense. If you've got the piece for it, it's very important.
Come
on. Piece for it, and you got an idea, and it's, you know, it's blackety black in some way, we kind of make
blackety
it happen.
Blackety black, black, black.
So it was like, how I fit into it is almost, I don't know, because we just take it one day at a time.
Of course.
So it was like, if you asked me this time a year ago, I would have been like, I don't know. And the answer today is still, I don't know. We try a thing, basically.
Yeah.
We try a thing, people trust us with the thing, and then we continue doing the thing. That's the way I put it.
I love that. So how did you get into that? Because were you doing it by the time we were here the last time? Were you doing that at the time?
I was, but I was like, that's the thing. When was it? That's a very good question.
Let me type in my name and we'll figure that out.
Because that will determine what I was doing.
Yeah, let me check quickly. If I type in Classic Manny Clued Up. Oh my God, the Young Carnival situation.
No.
I just remember we talked about that. That was August 2021.
Shut the hell up. It's been over a year. Okay, that changes everything. I wasn't even full time then. I was part time. So back then, I was an entertainment intern.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like what interns do. You help out. You're just learning. Like, I didn't know. I think I was like my fourth mm-hmm. maybe month in the industry and I was still like learning the ropes of everything.
So yeah.
that's completely different from now, boy. Now I feel like I've been here for time.
Yes.
Like not that it ages you, but a lot of time goes by.
Like you mature, you learn a lot of it.
Yeah, and you do a lot in that time. Because we're so small, you do so much. So back then, I was figuring it out. Now I'm a bit more like cemented. I feel like I'm doing a bit more.
Yeah.
Because I was an intern. Now I'm an exec. So it's like two.
I know, that's right.
It's a big jump. Yeah.
No, I love that. So Clued Up Podcast. Yes. I miss y'all. Okay. Where it at?
I miss us too. Yeah. Long story short, for the few people that did listen to us.
It was a good few.
Like, because you know what it is like for pop culture. Like, unless you're talking about, not a lot of time, unless you're talking about mainstream at the time for us, which is a lot of the time is like drill and rap conversations.
Yeah.
It's not the same light. But nonetheless, the community is still wicked nonetheless. Yeah, like, it's sick.
It is.
So we just don't have time. Like,
I get it.
With podcasts, like, you'll know, it's very hands-on.
Woo!
All your favorite podcasts, they have a massive team behind it. Like, without teams, like, in order for the talent to be able to live a life and not drown, having a tight team is necessary.
Yeah.
And because we're independent, there's no one paying for it.
Yeah.
You pay for it yourself.
Oh!
Cost of living comes into it.
Crisis.
You edit it yourself. You promote it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's a full-time role. So it's like, we started it in lockdown when we were at uni, so we had more time then.
Yeah.
And then now, we've all kind of blossomed into our own things.
Yeah, I've seen
We've all got 9-to-5s that are really 12 to 12 times. Like, then there's adulting. So that's basically it. So, like, if it will come back, who knows? Like, if it's meant to be, it will be in it.
Yeah.
But I do miss pop culture. I do miss having, like, a space to talk about it.
I agree with that.
Just with your brethren as well. But it's just like, if it could have been just that, this makes the world different.
Yeah.
But because everything else around it, it's like, it's a lot.
No, I understand. Because, like you said, being independent,
it's a lot of work.
It's no joke. It's no joke at all. But the reason why I loved your podcast and I still love it now, even though, of course, when this is one of the episodes, I love your podcast because it's unapologetically pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, not holding back. Because you know what? People are like, should I say, oh, I love Taylor Swift. People going to talk about it later on. Or I love Selena Gomez. Like, there's nothing to be shy about because they actually have black fans. But people, like, your one was like, you owned it. And I love that about the podcast. We need it.
Yeah, you can't shame me about
it. At all. There's nothing to shame in the first place.
You cannot shame me because I will be at, let's say, or something that's maybe worlds apart. I will happily go see, let's say, for example, I don't know, I'll happily go see Krept and Conan, and then I'll see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's for range.
Balance. Like, it's not, I never found it shameful. I know some people feel like a bit embarrassing, but like, I think.
Nothing embarrassing.
Like, embarrassing, man. Even
Taylor Swift, we're going to get into later on. Like, just the artistry, like, I respect it. Yeah. I respect it, and I get it. I respect
the grind because she's where she is for a reason.
Yeah. Honestly, no, I'm rooting for you and all that you're doing. Like, I've never seen someone's roasting them like that. Like, it's like, what else I said? Seeing you sitting there giving out, was it like the money, right? Moving money. I just feel so proud.
Thank you.
I wish you continuous success, growth, and all that good stuff.
Fun
there.
Fun fact about that money. it was from Milton Keynes.
Ah?
Someone had to pick it up.
Jesus.
I think that morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was worth it because the
it definitely was.
We were scattered all over.
My sister took it from me. She saw it.
I'm
still
finding black bits of money. So we have some other office, and I'm still finding random bits of money like in my laptop case, my bag. Every time I do a clean up of my room, I still keep finding it. It's like confetti. It's not going anywhere.
Literally like confetti. Oh my goodness! But that dog, by the way, was really good. Like, I was not really familiar with Little Baby prior to that. I only knew him for like his features on like City Girls, Making Me Nice. Making Me Nice. So I knew of him from that, but just getting to hear his story, like how he grew up, the struggles, even him being the successful artist of 2020, I believe. Was it right? 2019. One of the years I was spun.
They said he had the biggest album of 2020.
Across all genres.
And I said, it didn't reach me.
You know what? Get out right now.
No, but I didn't know. Like, that's how you know I'm so far removed from rap sometimes. Like,
I was surprised, but it was nice to learn about him. And it made me listen to his music as well. I like it. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, the story was very interesting. Yeah. Like, when I watched it, I was like, raw. I don't know nothing about him.
Yeah.
But it was, I like when people have a story behind
Yes.
it.
You know what? I thought it was too early until I watched it. I was like, okay,
someone
makes sense.
Someone else, they said that afterwards. Yeah. They said, even though they watched it, they were like, they still feel like it's a bit
there was
too
a,
early.
A little bit more to give.
Yeah, but I always feel like with Doxia, you don't have to like, have the be all end all.
Yeah.
Like, it's the story of Lewebi Shaw, but that was the story of him now.
Yeah, it's true.
You can have another one.
It was still inspiring, though. Yeah, still inspiring. Like, just keep
you
on
used
going.
To say you're allowed one documentary. Yeah. You could have 10.
Yeah.
You could be like, the part two, part three, part four. You're like,
I agree with you on that. I think what I loved that I took from it was not allowing like being overlooked to stop you, because I think the Grammys snubbed him for the album and then his team was like, oh, don't perform whatever. I was like, listen, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. It was definitely very inspiring to see that
like
part.
At the same time, who don't they snub? That's not really like,
I'm dreading the next this next coming one.
I keep my standards in hell.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, they always find a way to just, you see whatever's going on, and then you not just say, anyway, let's go that way.
Listen, like, diversions everywhere.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know if it's they need to get the committee together. Yeah. I don't know if there's too many people on the committee. Like, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But you always find just a way to snub, like, whatever's happening commercially, which I don't understand.
Yeah. I agree with you on that as well.
But maybe, I guess it's one of the ones, maybe if, until you're part of it, you don't know what it's like. But I'm a hate from outside of the club.
Same here. I'll be hating from outside the club.
So I'll be there on December. Whenever
after the academy.
Like, this list is piss, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'll be there in forms, don't worry.
Before we go any further, where can the people find you? I just put it at the beginning. I know there's some retention time, whatever. Where can they find you? Let's put it in the beginning as
if
well.
If you want to.
Oh, you're going to? Yeah, no, you are no, going to,
if
guys.
If you want to. If you find me, you can find me on Instagram at Raymantic. That's probably the easiest way. Mm-hmm. Don't expect much.
Expect beauty, because that's what you're going to see there. Beauty. I know that's
Thank
right.
Thank you, Pish Posh.
Pish Posh. Pish Posh.
Pish Posh. Yeah, that's it. Instagram is probably the best place.
Yeah, no problem. That is fine.
That's very smart.
You see?
Because you know the girlies, they don't be retaining.
Yeah.
At
yeah,
the end, they just
I've been looking at the number. I know.
No, you don't.
So it's best.
That's how you know you're good at what you do.
Oh, I try to.
Because I know, but like by the end of the podcast, my potential span definitely goes out the window.
Yeah. Same here. To be honest, same here. Especially when I'm working. If I'm working, I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, and you're not going to be like, okay. Yeah, like, you're not going to do that. It makes sense.
Before we go into the Song Association, what's the latest releases, Chair? We've got a long way to get, we'll get there. Before we go into the Classic Fave and the Song Association, I want to send my love and condolences to the family of Takeoff and Davido son Ifeanyi, who both passed away. I feel like hours apart.
Yeah,
it was very heartbreaking, like, to just witness. I didn't want it to be true when I saw these news coming out. I think I saw the Davido news first, then Takeoff's news. Yeah. What were your thoughts when you saw?
Do you know what I don't like about stuff like that? It's the speculation beforehand. Will they? Won't they? Has this? Has that? It's like, it's almost so mad how like there's always that part before is so unsettling until something is finally confirmed.
Oh my god!
And I wish we could live in a time where like we wouldn't have that part and you just get the confirmed bit
from the family.
Like,
yeah,
it's not nice for anybody, for the family, for anyone associated to be seeing XYZ. Like,
I
almost
agree.
Like, you're treating someone's death like a piece of hot gossip.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah.
So, and it was like, it's mad, which is, it's a shame because like there was uncovering stories and there's like videos being posted and pictures being posted. And I was like, nah, that's not it, man. Like, it's not funny. It's someone's
life.
No,
not
like,
at all.
It's very, very, very peak. But it was very sad.
Very.
It was so sad for both stories because they were both such tragic stories.
Yeah.
Because once you heard, like, I guess what happened, in Takeoff's case, him being shot and then
drowning.
Him being drowned. It's also like there's such tragic stories.
Yeah.
It was like, what the hell was happening in the world, kind of thing. But it was so sad, man.
Yeah, I think us having to witness it on socials as well. I feel like you said, uncertainty, and I feel like there was a lot of insensitivity. The right insensitivity.
Yes,
yeah, I thought I said
correct.
It right. I mean, sorry, sometimes
honestly,
it.
I don't.
Yeah, so it was just bad. Like, people, especially certain communities were like, oh god, especially when it came to Ifeanyi's passing. Like, oh, we need to do don't be doing that.
You don't need to do anything. Nothing.
Just send your love and keep it pushing.
And keep it respectful, keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And I saw a really, really, really stupid tweet that was like, Davido, you need to speak up, blah blah blah.
Oh, I saw that
tweet.
That
was like,
off.
You need to for context, it basically said, you need to respect, no, you need to come out and make a statement. It's been a few days now.
That,
and then like people need to know what's going on, and then you can request for privacy. And it was like, who does he need to make a statement for?
It's just the audacity, like, the entitlement. It's sickness.
Yeah, and it was like, who's like who? Like who's he gonna sit before?
And who are you?
Exactly.
Who are you?
Who are you? Because if you're telling me that he needs to make a statement, what? For you, then nobody needs to know.
Like what would it do for your life when you get nothing? Nothing.
Because all you want now is for to like access to somebody in a way when they're like, what's wrong with you?
At the lowest point,
point of their life, they're grieving and you want them to make a statement. What is wrong with you?
Ridiculous.
Like the entitlement was like I've seen Audacity, but I've never seen Audacity like that before.
New heights, new levels.
Mad.
Disgusting.
And that's also what was like unfortunate about the whole thing. It was like almost people were being insensitive about it and this conversation. So at the end of the day, two people died.
Gone.
So like what's all this discourse for?
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. I feel like what broke my heart as well, I think with Take Us One, it was a thing where it's like we've witnessed the rise, you know, of course with Raindrop, Dropped Out. You know that one? We've witnessed since then till now how they've created a whole lane, they created a new sound or whatever. Like, it's just heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking. Because I was very young, like this is 2 years older than me, 28 years old.
28 and also like Take Off was always the quiet one.
Yeah. Minding his business,
and that apparently, like, that's what he was doing.
Yes, even in that situation,
minding his business. Yeah, and he still got caught in crossfire.
Yeah,
and it's such a shame, man, because it's like we're losing so much talent to such like senseless violence.
Senseless, yeah.
And it was like, I guess what was it, over dice or like some form of gambling?
Make me go joke.
Honestly,
dice,
like some form of gambling. Oh, such a shame because now we've lost such a great talent. Yeah. It was something so senseless.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It's sad, man.
But once again, sending our love to the families of Takeoff and Davido's son, Ifeanyi, as well. It's not easy, but listen, our love. That's all we can do. Send our love and our prayers.
I hope whatever had happened in Davido's case, it won't change anything, but I hope they get some form of trust.
Yes.
Because, you know, for a child to drown, there's got to be something linked to
I
that.
Agree.
So I hope whatever, like, it won't change anything, but I hope they get some sort of justice because somebody needs to go to prison.
It's true. Gonna go to jail, honey.
Somebody gonna jail. Out.
Yeah.
Because what on earth?
Yeah. I heard that if people got arrested, relate to that as well. So let's see what happens from there. But yeah. Let us go into the song association. Yeah. We're gonna pick 5 words each and we have to sing a song that has the word in it. I finally said that thingy right because every time I introduce that segment, I always stutter. So thank God.
Oh, like the L.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what it is about that? Like the L version,
yeah.
I always act like I do better than them.
Okay.
But I know I can't.
Now the pressure is going to be worse because you've got it. Okay. So do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, let me. I didn't pick my words. I can't imagine. Anyway, I'm going to go to my playlist and just pick at random. Okay. Rude.
Come here, rude boy, can you get it? Come here, rude boy, got you big enough. Take it, favorite.
That is 1 point. Okay, next word, girl.
I'm going to do it again. Because it goes, because you don't make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love.
That's a banger. Okay, you're doing well. Next word, you.
This is the One Direction one. If you know it, you know it. It goes, you and I.
Oh!
We will never banger. Be like them. Something
like, yeah, that song's actually
we
beautiful,
can make it through the end. That
come on.
Like that.
Okay, that's 3 out of 3 so far. Okay, 2 more words. Ready.
If you're ready, come and get it.
That is the bop.
I only heard it last night. I'm not gonna lie, the way she appropriated was insane.
Woo. But what we did love about some Selena here. We saw my hair before we started, isn't it? So that's 4 out of 4. God, you're the first. Probably gonna be the first one gonna get 5 out of 5.
Okay.
The last words. God, we'll make it a little bit harder. Back. That's not even hard.
Back. There's another One Direction one that in my head, but I'm trying not to do that one. No, I'm just gonna do it. It's a song called Back to You, but I always forget how it goes. It was like,
you gotta sing it, honey.
I'll be coming back to you. Back to you, something like that.
Then that's 5 out of 5. No, I feel the first guest to get 5 out of 5.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's your turn to give me 5 words.
Okay, I'm not gonna make it easy.
Mm-mm.
First word. Green.
If you want to, you got the green light.
Okay.
No, that's right.
Whistle.
You blow my whistle, baby, let me know. How did I think of that?
That's a dirty song.
What? When I the meaning behind the song, I said,
dirty,
okay.
Dirty, okay.
Dirty.
Higher.
You want to push my vocals? You take me higher. Yeah. Oh, you didn't ever
be. Do you know what I thought you were going to sing? Do you know the Saturday songs? I'm going to lift it higher.
That's a banger. You know the pop bangers.
I do.
Come on.
Okay, let me make this easy one. And...
And I tell you I'm not going.
Okay. Close.
Close. Oh. Close. Wait. Oh, jeez.
is there a time limit? Because you're not an L.
Yeah, then there's a time limit, child.
Give me a 10 seconds.
Close. Oh. It's C-L-O-S-E.
Yes. It's not
a word. But I think there's another person. I'm going to say close to you by Rihanna, but that's close. As in like close, so not close and close the door.
That's fine.
To be close to you.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't think about the other way.
Yeah, I might be, how do I spell the word? I was trying to think, how do I spell both words again?
No, I was going to say.
So we've got 5 points. Yeah. Okay, let's do a, is that what you call it? What do you call that thing where you do like an extra to see who's going to win?
I'm a tiebreaker.
See, the English was not working for me.
It's calm, don't worry.
Okay, the last, oh, that's easy. About.
And I know how I feel.
That was the song that I looked at. That was the song I was looking at. Okay, your turn.
Oh, crap. Okay, we need someone to lose here.
Yes.
Table.
Oh, okay. I think this is how I'm going to lose. Jesus wept. Table.
It's only because there's one there.
I feel like I shouldn't. I can't think of
it. I have one for you, but I'll tell you after. Oh,
she's so wicked. She's so wicked.
I thought I got a win. I'm sorry.
Table. I know something about turning the tables, like flipping it. No, it's gone. It's gone. What was
Best
it?
Part is you could have done that. Should I give up or should I keep on? That's not the words.
That's chasing pavements. You see your life. You see your life. You see your life.
I was really gonna say, should I give up or should I just keep turning tables?
Come on, remix! That's the remix!
The remix! Wow! I'm sorry, I don't have one for you, but.
You know what? I'm happy to let you win this one. You did that.
I made up that lyric. It's really changed.
I did that in the last episode as well. I did that with When I See You.
What did you say?
I see a picture on the window. I said okay, but I saw the picture on my mirror or stuff like that. A mess.
But you know what is your? Do you know you have to almost be wrong and strong?
Yeah.
I was actually gonna say turning tables with chest, and then it hit me, and then I was like, no.
I let me help. Okay, you won that. That's fair.
Thank you.
And well done. You did that.
Thank you.
We're now gonna go into the classic fave.
Yes.
And you chose Taylor Swift's album Red. Are you picking the Taylor's version or are you picking the original? I know that, of course, the original, she has to make money off that. So which one are you going to be focusing on?
The re-record.
Go ahead and do that, my lovey. So what made you want to pick that as your classic fave? I have a different choice.
I know. Basically, because she, I don't know when she released that. She released that at some point this year. Mm-hmm. But when I was listening to it again and hearing her like, adult voice.
Yeah,
not that she was a small girl.
Of course.
But like she's a woman.
Yeah, she's a grown woman now. So, like,
she's living a big woman. Let me not say that. She's like only what, 31?
Yeah.
But I re-listened to it, and in my head, it was like it reminded me of her pen at such a young age.
Yeah.
Hearing it, it's almost sweeter now that she did it again. And I was listening to it, and it was like, you know when tracks take you back.
Yeah.
It took me right back to year 8, boy, when I was going to HMV to buy it.
Yes.
And
like,
it was during that time where she. You remember, I don't know if you remember, but Westford used to do this thing where they get someone to turn on the lights.
Oh my God!
Yes. I don't know why they got whole celebs to do one thing.
I remember Ren did 2012 because of the Unapologetic era. She did that one. She had the blue and white, the blue and grey stripe outfit. I remember
something
this.
Like that. I remember that. She did it. No, I remember Rihanna did it in my Westford in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did it twice, yeah, red hair.
The year after that was when, look at me, I got the memo 10 years later.
Come on.
2011 was Justin Bieber, and then 2012 was Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, we took our sorry asses to Westwood, God knows when, to go and watch
the sorry asses.
No, honestly, because it was before school.
Yes. Oh, like, you are committed like me, child. I'm committed to the game.
Committed.
I agree.
Snuck out my yard, went to go camp out, like, with my school uniform.
Yeah.
At like 3-4 in the morning, mm-hmm. and then went straight to school. Yeah. And then she did like 2 or 3 songs, but I have no recollection of it.
I'm crying.
I didn't have a phone back then. So you know, it wasn't, my friend was recording, but she had a BlackBerry. So God knows.
Oh yeah, well, it's gone now.
Who knows? All I have is the memory and maybe the Facebook status
of
I posted.
Of course.
But I remember. So that was the whole time, and it was like. It was weird. She was only like 22 at the time.
Very
but
young.
She felt like back then, like she was 30 already. Mm. I don't know. Just hearing it now, I was like, no, this she's sick at what she does, man.
I have to agree.
So it just took me back, and it's just so good. Like, mm-hmm. it's such a good album.
You know, I'm sorry that you brought up her for this classic face segment, because I even saw her new album Midnights. Is it Midnight or Midnights with SNN? Midnights. She is the first woman to occupy the full top 10 of the Hot 100, and there's no males in it, if that makes sense. So that's amazing. Like, she's breaking records even till this day.
She is. It's almost bittersweet, because I've seen the criticism surrounding it.
With the album or her?
With the fact that she preoccupied the top 10, because it was like, obviously that's an amazing feat, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to this day, if you're pulling more than 1 million copies first week, it's pretty much
crazy.
It's unheard of now.
Yeah.
But some of the stands were saying that it's illegitimate in their eyes, because she had like 18 versions of this album.
So people want to go get every single version.
That's what I said, because they were like, it's a bit inauthentic, because you know the stands are obviously buying up 20 copies. But I was like, my thing is, yeah, I get it, because it's technically one person buying 20 copies. It's not 20 people buying the copy.
All the stands need to step their boozy and pussy up.
It's true.
Okay.
I said, guys, my point is, do you know what it means to still have
that
people?
Loyalty yeah. in this 2022?
Because like, people can come and people can go.
Absolutely.
And if you're getting people to buy 20 copies of the same album.
Yeah,
the game's the game.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, it's ridiculous.
And
like,
even if you took, let's say everyone bought one copy, I'm still sure the final result would have still been maybe not
crazy numbers,
top 10, but the numbers would have still been mad.
Yeah, and the thing that it still took people buying it. It's not like robots went to go buy it. People went to go
people
buy
went
it.
To go buy it.
Everyone, they don't have two heads. They don't have two heads. Of course, Swifties.
Yes.
Oh, I just guessed it. That was a lucky guess.
Right.
The Swifties.
I feel like you maybe heard it at one point.
Maybe it's stuck here. Because the Swifties don't have two heads. They all have the same two legs or the same ability to go in and buy it, you know, and purchase it the same way.
It's so, what it is.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? Growing up, I was a Taylor Swift hater. And I'll tell you why.
You're not a hater.
I will tell you why, because she was everywhere.
Yeah.
All the awards, she was grabbing it with both hands and legs, child. And it was getting jarring. But you know what? As I've gotten older, I've gotten it. I get it. Like, the way she writes her music, and like, I feel just her, even how she's evolved sonically over the years of the albums, it's amazing to see. Like, my favorite album is 1989. Is it 1989, yeah. Right? The right name? Hold on. Yeah, 1989. Yeah, that album, I feel like you can hear the maturity on it as well. I feel like while this dream, say you remember me,
sitting in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe.
Such a beautiful song. What?
What else is there? That's the reason why I'm called Romantics.
Is it? That's the story.
Because there's a song on there called New Romantics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how I'm on Twitter, New Romantics. It's just a play on that. Somebody asked me, they were like, "Is that are you a romantic person?" I said, "Absolutely not. It's Taylor Tonight. Swift." So what? Baby, this is the Taylor Swift lyric. None of that nonsense, please.
No, I love her. I love what she's done. I need to listen to Midnight Star and to give it a listen. But just her journey so far, I get it. People are trying to say like white privilege. I feel like they have it by default. But in her case, she's done the work.
And
she's done the work
she's
as
done
well.
The work, and she's also like, she makes people feel a certain way.
Absolutely.
And I understand when people are like, she's not that special of an artist, because maybe to you, she's not popping and locking on stage.
I okay,
get it.
Good night.
Like, no, but do you know what
well,
I mean?
She tries to.
She tries to, but we don't need to do that, I promise. Don't need that. It's absolutely fine. But like, she invokes emotion in people, and she invokes a lot of emotion in a lot of people.
Yes.
So if you do that,
Yeah.
So somebody was like, okay, cool, she's a good songwriter. I'm like, but do you know what it means to be a good songwriter?
Mm-hmm.
It means you have the pen that keeps that make people cry instantly.
Yes, yeah.
If you have that, that's something special.
I agree.
And you that's why she is who she is.
Yeah.
If there's someone else who can do the same thing, mm-hmm. then I don't know if they'll be as big as her, obviously white privilege.
Yes, of course.
But she is something special. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have to
but
agree.
That being said, if 1989 is your favorite,
mm-hmm.
I would say, because with this album, it's on the poppier side, because mm-hmm. you know she took a little detour, you know, with Folklore Evermore, like we went somewhere else a little bit.
Yeah.
This one, it's gone back to the pop side, but it's not the kind of pop in 1989, mm-hmm. or maybe it will when
maybe
it
like a more mature pop.
Yeah, it's like very. I found this one quite safe.
Mm.
You know, I need to give it a good listen, but I found it very safe.
Okay,
and you'll see I mean when you listen.
I'll give it a listen, and I'll come back to you with my thoughts, child. So, what are your favorite songs on Red?
It has to be the beginning, in the beninging. Like, the way she track listed it was actually...
I'm so sick of you saying in the beninging.
In the beninging, like...
Listen, we get it. We see each other.
Honestly, let me show you. Whoops. Copyright. Woo, they're going to come for you. So, like, even the way it starts, like, the mm-hmm. first, like, six tracks. So, it starts with State of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into Red.
I love the title track, by the way. The title track... Amazing.
I think Red is my favorite.
That's my favorite as well. When I was gonna play it,
like them little guitars when they begin.
Red,
like,
it is red.
Oh, like what's that even mean? But like, who knows what it
but
means?
But I just sing along, honey. Sometimes it's the feel, not even just what they say, but it's the feel.
Yeah,
it's a very cute song.
That
I feel like
Red and
I feel like a child. I listen to it. Mm, let me see. Of course, I knew what trouble was. I feel like the start of her change as well, which I love too.
And she was so young.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I love it. I like, but it's a very long album. A very, very long
but
album.
People did listen to that kind of stuff back then, because I took my sorry ass to H&B. I bought it. I bought the CD. I mean, I don't know where it is now, but like you plug it in.
I'm finished.
That's what else I did. Like I had time, so you put it in the little CD player.
I got time, cause
I had time. I played. I listened through and through. Like it did what you need to do.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't relate to any of it.
But we're young and unexpressed love, yeah, you know.
Shh, not the one that she was talking about evil, like she was heartbroken.
And you know what? She has been through it emotionally for a long time. And you know what? I wish her peace. Because you know what? I remember they're artists, but they're also humans at the same time. So I do wish that she gets what she deserves in this life.
I mean, right now she's been with her babes for a few years.
Is it? How long?
I think it's like 5 years.
Okay, you know what? Continue having what you deserve, my dear. Continue having
I think they're calm.
I love that. My favorite songs on 1989 are Style, of course. Out of the Wizard, because there was another single as well.
Really?
I think, you know what? That one is catchy as hell. I didn't like it again at the time because of the thing, but when I played it again recently, I was like, yeah, it's nostalgic. I think that's what it was for me. Bad Blood reminded me of when she performed with Nicki. I know they had a situation and they squashed it.
The night is still young. Oh, I remember that.
So
that was so fake.
Wait, okay.
Come on now. That was so
fake. But you know what? I'm happy that they tried, because I feel like it was not a good look, especially for Nicki at the time. So I'm happy that they still able
it's
to.
Funny enough, Nicki did that back then. But now when you're fighting everybody, you don't want to make a move.
But I think she understands the power that Taylor had and still has, to be honest. Look
that's
at the numbers now.
True.
Because I feel like messing with. Yeah, no,
it's not looking good. Not against the white blondes.
It's too much.
The one blondes with blue eyes, you don't stand a chance, babe. You don't stand a chance.
What else do I love? I love, of course, Wildest Dream. That's some of her best songs. I said that, like vocal delivery, even the added towards the end, the writing.
So good.
I love it. I also love This Love and I Know Places. There's one when I played that, like, I was like, okay.
It's very interesting. You sound like, you like the more like. Not the songs is they were in kind of more of a minor key, like the more darker ones.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I love dramatic music.
Yeah,
that's my vibe.
Because those songs are so
I'm a Cancer.
Dramatic. It makes sense.
Yeah,
like, it's quite on the darker side.
Yeah, I do love it. No, I love songs that even if I can't relate to it, I can at least feel what they're singing. I was even telling Bella the other day, like I love Hotels, even though I can't relate to Hotels at all, but I can hear the emotions. I can understand what they're feeling. That makes sense. So
yeah
I love that.
It makes sense. No, my favorite on those ones, obviously, new romantic. I almost said new romantic.
Okay. Come on, Brandon.
New romantics and something else on there. No, that's just number one for me. I can't explain it. It's just so good.
I understand. No, but I really respect her artistry. I think it takes people having to... Because people talk about artistry but actually going to do the homework.
Yeah.
So do the homework, give her music a listen. I even saw a friend of mine, Michael, talk about her music as well and talk about her artistry. So I love that. Yeah. I love that people
One song I don't like on, I think it has to be Bad Blood.
Oh, I love that song.
Do you know what it is? I like the remix of Kendrick Lamar, but I like Kendrick's verse on it and that's it. Like... Finish. It's very much like I get the whole message behind it.
That's a workout song.
It was it was a brand new moment to Katy Perry, and I'm just like I'm not with it. Like I'm not with it.
I'm so done. But that is our thoughts on Miss Taylor Swift. So latest releases. We're gonna start off with Lift Me Up. What are your thoughts on Rihanna's single for the Wakanda Forever soundtrack?
I haven't saved it, but like I heard it like in passing quite a few times because I've heard it being played out loud, and like it's beautiful for what it is. Like
I agree with you on that. 100%.
It's part of the soundtrack. Yeah, and it's a great moment for the soundtrack. And like, yeah. I don't know why everyone. I don't know what people expected. Basically,
you know what they were expecting her to do? For the SNS Circle music to a Chadwick Boseman tribute. They wanted to for the SNS Circle. Imagine,
but if she had done that,
The outrage.
You would eat her up. So I don't get it.
For me, when I listened to it, of course I knew before it came out that Thames was going to be behind the song, whatever. I instantly heard the Thames influence.
It was very Thames-esque.
With Rihanna as well, I feel like she does embody the vocals and whatever of the people that are behind her songs. For example, like Diamonds, Sia wrote it, and you can hear Sia's influence. Esther Dean with S&M, for example, done a lot of Rihanna songs, but S&M specifically. Read the demo and you hear the original. The demo and Rihanna's version. Yeah.
The demo of Britney's.
Which one?
S&M.
The S&M, she was on the remix, isn't it?
On a remix, but who was
so Esther Dean was the one that did the demo. Yeah, so she's I spoke about her on the podcast before. One of the best to do it. I love our pop fan, like Katy Perry's music, all that kind of stuff. She's behind it, and so like songwriting and all that kind of stuff. So, so she does sound like the people that contribute to her music, but she still gives her the Rihanna spin. And I feel like I was confused at the reaction because we've always said that Thames and Rihanna are quite similar, both vocally and sonically, and even personality
is
wise.
One of Rihanna's inspirations.
Yeah.
So like,
so it's bound to happen.
Someone's pulling from someone. Like, it's very normal. But I think why the discourse happened was because we had got nothing from Rihanna for so long.
Yes.
So if you give people a crush,
which was very, I got that part, which was very fair. Yeah.
Like it's, you wait so long, you almost set yourself up with that pressure. So yeah. Like. That's probably
Where is the second song though? Because they said it was two songs.
I heard allegedly there was supposed to be something on the fourth. It is now.
It's not the fifth.
It's the fifth.
It's the fifth. As of when we're recording this, it's the fifth.
So
what?
Maybe just dropped the idea because I heard rumors about her comeback.
Yeah.
For time.
Yeah.
About it being on the 28th, but no rumors about it being part of BP.
Yeah.
So now it's like, girl, as long as you release something before the Super Bowl. Then that's fine.
I wish I feel like she will. Is it February next year?
Yeah. Because then it's like, what's the point of doing the Super Bowl if you're just going to leave us again for 10 years? That's just mean. Like, one piece of new music. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But I do like Lift Me Up. I like it for, like you said, for what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the closing credits, I believe, of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So, yeah, I like it for what it is. People were saying that this is she sounds more like vocally mature. I have to disagree because she sounded like this for a while. Like, if you listen to her previous soundtracks, like the one she did for Star Trek, Sledgehammer,
Did
for Home soundtrack, she did Towards the Sun, as well as You and Me, and Dancing in the Dark. She has that kind of vocals there as well on those songs as well. I don't think it's her best soundtrack, to be honest. Her best soundtrack for me, as well as You and Me, Sledgehammer, Towards the Sun, are my top three.
Mm.
What about you, if you've heard the soundtracks before?
I've not heard many, I'm not gonna lie, because even now, when you think of, I've gotten so used to Rihanna not doing music, you almost forget
that's the problem.
So now I'm even like, what have you done? Like, but she has sounded like this
for a hot minute.
Like, this has been Rihanna's voice. I'm very
confused. Can't lie, so I see some people's takes on Rihanna, I'm like, I don't think you are a real Rihanna listener, and that's fair, but just say that.
Yeah.
You know, that makes sense.
Don't be a critic of something you don't know. It's okay.
I think that's the thing, and I said a lot on Twitter, something like, I can tell you don't listen to the person's music. If you did, you know,
she sounds for a long similar time. To me. Like, I heard the whole thing, I was like, I hear the Thames-esque of it, but that's just the style of singing.
She
sounded like that for a minute.
Yeah, I think for me, my favorite part of the song is towards the end where she does like the ad libs.
Yeah.
Whatever. I feel like there's like a, I think the song itself is like a build up. It's got, I mean, even the harmonies. It starts off with like the higher harmony and lower harmony, and then it comes together.
Yeah,
I love the build up of the song. The build up of it is very cute. Yeah. So I like it. It's
maybe
not.
Excited for like the whole thing. I think the whole soundtrack's out now.
I need to play that. I need to listen to it.
So it made me excited to hear like the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. Same here. I agree with you. Before we go into the next release, I have to address this because I know I'm a Ren lover. Mm. But unfortunately, Johnny Depp is going to be a part of the Savage X Fenty Volume 4 show.
Why?
Listen, I am a Rihanna lover. I've loved her for over a decade. As in, Chris Brown had me blocked, Karrueche, Kusiera, they all had me blocked because I was a stan and I was terrorizing them.
To be blocked? You are a real stan.
On my old account, though, not this new.
No, but even then, but I almost like in my stan days, that was almost like an accomplishment.
You're blocked. Oh, why? Because I was loyal to this babe, but this one, I can't support her.
But what's he going to do?
I said this man is ugly, first of all. Secondly, no, inside and outside. Secondly.
What's he modeling?
Like, the piece that I think there's a screenshot of what he's wearing. I'm like,
they've done the show, they haven't.
They've done the show. It's about to come out next week. I think the 11th, I believe. I'm disappointed because it's just wrong.
What is the need?
Like, it doesn't even fit the vibe of the show. Yeah. First of all, secondly, the case just happened a few months ago.
Yeah, you see things develop. A man, there wasn't anyone else.
Like, they've got Winston Duke. Oh, that fight, man. They've got Damson Idris. They've got, like, you had enough. Like,
You could have got any other white man.
Like, I'm just disappointed. Like, wrong is wrong, and in this case, it's wrong.
It's out of touch. Like, regardless of whatever the facts may be, we don't know at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, the timing is so wrong.
I think it's the timing more than anything, because I think more has come out since the case ended that doesn't really paint him in a good light. And I feel like we've known him in previous history to not be the best person in life, you know.
This
so
case is not even like it was something small. Sports a big deal. So why would you even want to touch that? Like, no. I don't understand.
But as a fan, I've got to be honest, she is not above making such rookie mistakes like that. I'm going to be honest, because I think there was one time where she was hanging out with R. Kelly, and we've been knew this case. It was like a couple of years ago. Let's say about nearly 10 years ago.
That's what have always been the
fact. So from when I heard this rumor, I was like, I can't put it past, and lo and behold, it is what it was. But as a fan, I'm disappointed. But I told her accountable. Because I'm now mature. I'm not 15 anymore. Where I'm going to be like, oh, she wasn't at fault. She's at fault. This one, she's at fault. And it's just not smart.
Like, you're grown. Too grown. Age does not play a factor here. At all.
It's ridiculous.
That's such a shame.
Yeah, but that's our thoughts on Lift Me Up, as well as the controversy with the whole Savage X Fenty Volume 4 show. Next up, we've got a song that I was crying about last episode because it was not out at the time. But SZA's finally dropped Shirts.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Shirts?
I don't understand why, like, it took almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, like, you waited so long that I'm not gonna lie, the more she kept talking about it, the more I lost interest.
Yeah. Because it's like it was dangling in our face.
Yeah, and it was giving, like, the girl who cried wolf. So it was just like, unless the song is gonna change my life, don't hold it hostage like this. Because when I heard the full thing, I was like, okay, moment done. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when people prolong momentum by
that's my pet peeve.
It's so annoying. It's my pet peeve. Like, we also have attention spans of peanuts now.
Yeah,
we don't care. Like, I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. So like, the song came out and I was like, I'm glad you did it, but in true scissor fashion, I'm like, it doesn't do anything for me, because I know there's nothing else after this. So it's almost just like the lack of consistency is just it makes you lose interest. She's just so lucky that her first album is so good that I weeped tears at Wireless.
Even though I had people crying about the Summer Answers, that they were crying for them.
Like, Wireless did something special. And I don't think Wireless even knew what they did. Because, like,
even watching from the outside, I can agree with that.
They had Meg, they had SZA, they had all the R&B girls, they had her. And then to end the night, SZA really gave, do you remember, SZA didn't just stand there, she gave us a show. She gave us choreo clips, and then she did all the songs that you never thought you'd hear before. So, like, when I heard, like, my favourite on the album is Prom In It. So when I heard her do Prom, I said,
we see each other,
SZA.
Yeah.
So, like, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
But other than that, stop doing this. Please.
Yeah. I was saying the same thing as well in the previous episode when I was complaining. I'll let she knows her privilege. She's in a privileged position where she knows that she has demand. The fans are going to wait, you know. I feel like you don't want to take advantage like that, because you don't want to be known as the unreliable artist. Yeah. I think that is,
like,
a rookie mistake.
For the first one, but it's like, not forever, please. Yeah. But sure, it was good. Like, it was what I expected it, and I'm glad I have the full thing now.
Yes.
But I wanted it more then. Like, you know, when it was all over TikTok and everyone was doing the whole, like, like choreography. I'm yes. Then, like, I'm glad it's out now, but it's like, oh, thanks.
Like, that hype it had on TikTok is now gone. Yeah, it's I agree. I think for me, I love the song or the final song that we got because we got an extended version of the chorus. Yeah. I think she changed the last one from thirsty to thirsty. And then also, I love the fact we got a bridge. Because you know, these artists these days don't give us bridges.
No one likes bridges these days. They're just happy. They'd like to go back to the chorus and say, done,
finito. The visual was chaotic as fuck, but in true scissor fashion.
As it should be.
Like, it was just okay.
I don't know what's going on here, but sure.
And then she teased another song called, I believe it's gonna be called Blind, which I know gonna get 2024.
I was gonna say, let's guess.
2024.
I think, okay, so she started teasing it early 2021, what was in 2023. So you're right. We are gonna get it definitely after Christmas 2023.
Yeah. Because I cut that song, I didn't want to even admit that I liked it, because I knew that if I admitted it, I'm going to be crying for it as well.
We need to start ignoring SZA now. Yeah, like, as a collective, we're in the middle, to come together, stop asking her for music, stop asking her for releases, stop asking her to drop anything, because the more you ask her to drop something, the less likely she's gonna do it.
Yeah,
so we all, as a nation, as a collective,
just keep him,
ignore her.
Yeah,
in fact, start cussing her.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? What's called reverse psychology.
Yes, I agree.
Because I remember I saw Bisola, I remember she tweeted like about Jay Huss. She was like, we just need to start cussing Jay Huss, otherwise he's never gonna give us music.
I don't wanna cuss him, man. He's gonna come beat me up. I don't want all that.
This is a can't get me. It's fine.
This is I'm a country honey.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, but I like the song. I just love her voice. I love the artistry. I love her pen as well. But I just needed to be guided and just don't play with our hearts like that.
It's not funny anymore.
It's manipulation at this point. I'm going to speak all the words, such a noir, everything.
All of it.
Listen.
Every
homophobia,
like,
let's put that in it as well.
Slur, listen. Every, like, way to kind of cuss on my nose. Yes. There.
Yeah, honestly. But love her. I'll come to get the album whenever we do get it, child.
What did I say? Stop asking for an album.
Oh yeah,
the album.
Okay, bond the album. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Don't care.
Next single, Wizkid's Money and Love. What were your thoughts on this song?
I kind of don't have any. I didn't hear it.
Okay, you can, even if you didn't hear, that's fine.
No, basically, I saw it in the email. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even know this came out.
Do you know what? I'm happy. Okay, let's get to it. Because yesterday, someone asked on Twitter, why is his album not out? I think the original date was the 4th of November.
It's supposed to be November, no?
4th of November, as in yesterday. And I told her...
Again, it is the 5th.
But you know what? I think he postponed it to next week because of the passing of Davido's child. But I said at the same time, too, I think it was smart for him to postpone it because no one even knew it was going to come out the day before. Money and Love, I prefer it over Bad to Me, if I'm being honest
Bad
with you.
Bad to Me was like...
A little bit out of his comfort zone, which I can give to him. It's out of his comfort zone. But I like it when he stays in his Sonic lane, if that makes sense. I feel like...
And the Sonic lane that he's made for himself now.
Yes. Because Money and Love is very much Made in Lagos Part 2. But it's still a vibe. It's still... I love Money and Love. So I feel like the album's going to be called something similar. What's the album? Hold on. The album is called More Love, Less Ego. But yeah, I love the song. It's a vibe. But I feel like the promo for this era has not been the best.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, he's another one that's in a privileged position where it's like, he doesn't need that much. I think people need to have awareness. At least. You know what? I take it back. I feel like, regardless of how big you are as an artist, still give us a promo run. Give us the rollout. Something. Yeah.
No one needs to say like your rollout needs to be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our own lives.
Yeah.
Let me at least know something's coming out.
Yeah.
Because if the album had come out yesterday, I would not have known.
That's the problem.
Like, I maybe would have maybe seen it on Twitter, but you know, I did know was out.
But
we'll go into that later, but I knew that
that
project was out. So, like, just tell us. Yeah. That's it.
I agree with you on that 100%. But I love me some Wizkid. I'm loving his growth, his lane that he created for himself, as I mentioned. But yeah, that's Wizkid. Next up, we've got Chloe and Lato for the Night. What are your thoughts on For the Night? I know we've got opposing views, I think.
Basically, yeah. I understand. Before I go...
I know.
Sorry, the mic is here.
Go on.
I like the song because it's almost like... I actually love Chloe. I've deeped it.
I love Chloe as well, yeah.
I've not disliked anything she's put out. Is it the same
so,
caliber?
So, solo and as a duo or just...
Obviously, I will always prefer the duo because, like... This music is just fun. Like, Chloe's just doing a thing to me. Like, I understand people might not understand why she does what she does. Is she a bit extra sometimes? Sure. But this is just fun solo music. maybe she's taking it seriously, but I don't see it as like serious music. Because you know, Chloe and Halle more as a duo, it's serious. Yeah. It's a bit
you're
like,
get the vocals, everything.
They got the vocals, a bit more of production, there's a message behind it. This is just Chloe doing a thing and telling her story. So for the night, for me, it was just that.
Yeah.
Like it was, I think it's the most, I think, no, I think it's my second favorite out of the things that she's dropped. I do wish that she wasn't taking so long to give her the
album. But it seems like it's like a label issue that's going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, because in my, she said that there's no Chloe and Halle project until this comes out. So I need
this. Ebo, this is a threat.
This is a threat.
Oh, no.
That's what she said.
Hey.
I was like, give me the album.
Oh, yeah. No, Chloe, and your team, drop it tomorrow. Drop it.
Please. Like,
drop it.
I will do the promo for you. Let us have the new Chloe and Halle. But like, it makes sense because obviously like Halle's going to be busy with like the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
But like, I really like it. Lotto's verse was as perfectly timed as it needed to be. Not too long, not too short. Nice and sweet.
What's in the chunk?
Go on, Em.
Okay.
What you got to say?
Where do I begin? Let's start with the song itself. So the song itself, I love the hook. The hook, I love it. Where I have a common issue with Chloe is the verses. I don't like the pen in the verses. The pen game in the verses. I think her pen game is a bit weak with the verses every time. I think that's an issue with Have Mercy. The Laffy Taffy.
I loved it.
That Laffy Taffy thing made me want to itch my skin.
Love me, Laffy Taffy, this is so Gucci. Introduce me to
that's what we call traumatizing. It's traumatizing to me. My favorite release from her. You know what? Sonically, as in like the production. I think the production for me is this probably her best.
100%.
And then Surprise will follow right after that. Even Treat Me, I think I love this, the production of Treat Me. But I think as she's going on, it's getting better. I will say this, it's getting better, it's getting sonically. But I don't think even her extra is a problem. I like her extra. I feel like if you look at Beyonce, when how she started, Beyonce was doing bam, bam, bam,
bam,
bam.
She was roaring at some point.
Popping it.
She was instruments at that point. So we get it.
Bam, 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 bam. Y'all remember that? You know what I'm talking about? Was it Green Light as well? Was that Green Light?
Probably.
I think so. But yeah, I like her extraness. I feel like my thing is just more so balance.
I understand.
The balance of the extraness. Because we be extra, but I want the songs to also match it. You know, I don't think it's matching. And I feel like, is she better song that she's making? I would say so. She's better song that she's making.
Yeah.
But like you said, I get your point in terms of it's fun for her. If she loves it, I like it.
That's why I will support her in ministry. I'm not going to say I didn't mention any point about her.
Yeah, yeah.
I never said the lyrics move me.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was any emotion whatsoever.
Said, didn't move me.
It's like you said, like, you know, introduce me to his papi. What's that going to do for me? Nothing.
Oh, that line.
How does what's the other one after that?
You know, you go, bro, try to end on me.
It's just I'm fun. Just it's just sometimes you just don't need like.
And do you know what my thing is as well? If her goal is to, oh Jesus, the mic, sorry. If her goal is to make these songs last in the game, I don't think it's going to last. I think I forget her songs very quickly.
Yeah.
And it leaves my playlist very quickly as well.
I feel like maybe with whatever project she comes out, maybe we'll see that more.
Maybe like it will tie together more.
Yeah, maybe the pen will come out then. Because at the end of the
day, I pray so.
Her and Halle have pen involved on their project, so. It's gonna come out at some point. I just think she's just being fun and it gets the girlies talking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's part of the plan. I was talking to a friend where they're like, you've got Beyonce in your camp, you know? Like, this is what we're getting with Beyonce under your way?
Okay. Well, I'm sure Beyonce approves of something. So, you know.
If they like it, I love it. But
I know where to go to if I need to be moved. I know where to go to for pens. So I don't go to Chloe for that. Yeah. So that's like, I just enjoy it. And once you kind of remove that, trust me, it's just a bop.
I track it up for me. I also love bubblegum music. I love bubblegum music. I love even songs that don't make sense. Like, I don't, even different language, I don't even mind. But I just feel like even the feel, do I feel something that doesn't tell me? Like, even if, not for as in emotions, but even like say a heavy emotion, I'm talking about even just like, oh, I feel like I feel free, I feel up in the clouds, I feel like I don't know what I feel when I listen to Chloe's music.
Remove the idea of being like moved by her pen. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Not just the pen. I'm talking about even the overall songs. Yeah. You know, but you know what? I'm gonna give her music another try.
Give it in a miss.
Because like, treat me, Jesus Christ. Treat me.
I love that one. Treat me. And do you know what it is? I know all of these songs go off live.
Yeah. Kind of treat me. Live. That it was a BT performance that did it for me.
Yeah.
Cause what? It was amazing.
Also, I can't wait for this one.
Nah, I hope we get performance for that one. We've got two more releases to talk about. Ice Spice, Bikini Bottom. What are your thoughts on the song?
How can I lose when I'm already chose? Like, how can I lose?
No, and I love it.
If the party not lit, mm-hmm. then why would I go?
That line, that's money.
Honestly.
That is Emmanuel.
That is in the line. Because why would I go?
What am I get a nice outfit. To go and do what?
To go get £50 cab home. Why would I go? Let's get into that.
Before we get any further, the price of cab. Hey! Yeah. No, cost of living crisis. Need to have mercy on us because what's going on here? £50.
That's why I just don't leave anymore. Like, if I know something's going to be past night tube hours, why would that go?
Yeah, it's true. I have to agree with you on that because honestly, it's too expensive.
It's too expensive. And if no one's going back to the ends with me, why would I go? Because no one's going to split.
Yeah, it's true. I agree with you 100%. But your thoughts on Ice Spice and this new
song.
She's
just fun.
I agree with you on that.
She's fun. I just like the girlies are coming and they're doing a thing and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Does it move me again? No. But she, I feel like, because she did a Genius video.
Yes.
And she broke down some of the lyrics. Yeah. And a lot of things went over my head.
Yeah.
The girlie is spitting.
I noticed with this song. This song, I said, wait. Even her, I can hear, even though the production is not really serious, I hear her being, of course, the whole SpongeBob, you know? I still see that she wants to be taken seriously, even in her delivery on this song. I probably prefer to more than Munch. Munch was good for what it was, like a viral song, her introduction to the world, whatever. I love it for that reason. But this one, I think that's the first song that's gone to my playlist from her. Yeah. I like this a lot.
It made the cut.
Yeah.
No, she's just fun. But I didn't know that, like, she was as popular as she was. Because, you know, in the video, you watched the video.
Is it one where she was going and then people were chasing after her, like Michael Jackson?
Yes, the girls were screaming, Spice! I said, wow!
I love it so much.
I love that for her.
I love it for her too. Yeah. Honestly, now I'm rooting for her. And you know what? I think I was confused at first when it came to her. That's why I never even spoke about Munch on the podcast. Mm. I was trying to figure out what is her sound. Yeah, is she a one hit wonder?
Come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoop.
I couldn't tell. Well, she is this? Is her image her, or is it meant to be like a trolling? I was confused about everything. But as you're going to know her more, I'm like, okay, everything is tying together. It's making sense. I love that. The last one, I got to listen to this one, but Babyface's album Girls Night Out. Did you get to listen to that?
I did not. This has been a bad week for listening.
I don't blame you, child. But this one, I've been talking about in the last episode, but I forgot. So I thought, let me just squeeze it in this episode. So this album is for the girls, honey, because all the features are women, of course, Girls Night Out. So it's female artists that are killing it right now. And I love Babyface a lot because that man, he's just gifted. Like, he's given us a lot of the classics, honey. And I was very intrigued to know how would he be able to work with the modern R&B artists.
Yeah.
And he did that so well. Because even on certain songs, or majority of the songs, he's also on it as well. He's given us his vocals. And he gives me, like, CB at times, Chris Brown. Like, I love it. My favourite songs, funny enough, are Liquor with Ari Lennox. I say funny enough because of Queen Nigel. I know people don't like Queen Nigel like that.
Did you say that girl again?
Because of her past colorist tweet.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I'm not gonna lie, people are so problematic. I be forgetting when.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a lot. And I feel like maybe her rebrand might have worked. For you to ask yourself what happened again, that means, her rebrand has worked. But the ones that I loved were, like I said, Liquor with Ari Lennox, Keep On Falling with Ella May. I love that song a lot.
Ella May's voice.
Yeah. Love it.
What a treasure. We look like America, but, like
but I still claim her child. Listen, she's ours forever. As I mentioned, Game Over with Queen Nigel. Sienna Major 9. First of all, shout out to you. I know that something happened a while ago. We love you. You are so talented. Honestly. Your voice.
Oh, like butter. Ooh, beautiful.
The way she came in on this song, Say Less. Oh, she said Say Less indeed, honey. She came in hard on this track. And one of my favorite songs, like one of my top three favorites on the album. Her voice is just amazing. We've also got Baby Tate. I think this is the song that made me actually go and listen to her mixtape, Manny Petty. The song's called Don't Even Think About It. They performed it on one of the Jimmy Fallon show. Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel? One of the two. I don't know who.
One of the Jimmys.
Yeah, one of the Jimmys, you know. I love Jimmy's. That. Jimmys. You know, Ghanaian, that's an insult. It's an insult in Ghana, you know. Jimmy means like fool or like stupid. I don't know. Fool or stupid. Is it Jimmy? Yeah, that's it. One of the Jimmys. Yeah, one of the stupids. another one. Oh, God. The two someone talk as well. One good thing with Amare. I don't know how it was to make it work because this is leaning more into the Afrobeat side. How it was to make it work? Crazy. Like, because Babyface is more of an R&B artist, isn't it? So shocking. The last track is Girls Night Out, the title track featuring Dolce. What a way to end the album. It's fun. It's a fun really album. I was let down by Kehlani's track.
No!
And, you know, I'm a Bailani stan. I feel like Bailani has given, I can't call him Bailani, Kehlani has given us better features, even the one she did with Amorphis.
That really hurts my heart.
Yeah, like for me, maybe.
You know me, I love some Bailani.
Yeah, I think for me, I think it was thinking of, it didn't progress, it was just a very flat song vocally. That's my issue with the song. Coco Jones.
Interesting.
I was going to say this. I'm still trying to figure out if I like Coco Jones' sound.
That's very interesting.
Because she can sing.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of positive things on
I have as well. So I didn't want to get flogged. Yeah. So I like her voice.
Yeah.
But does she make music that I love? Does she make music that makes me want to boogie down or even sing along, whatever?
No, really?
Not yet. And I think there's one song that I like on the project, actually. Hold on. But it gives me her vibe. Let me get it. Coco Jones. Beautiful artwork, by the way. Beautiful artwork. What I didn't tell you. You forgot. So No Chaser, that is the song on the EP. That EP, No Chaser should have been the single from Coco Jones era, whatever. But stunning artwork. Give me classic R&B for real. But yeah, give the album a listen. Do you as well? Also listeners too. Give the album a listen. But that is all for the latest releases. Let us know your thoughts in the hashtag TCM show.
Another release that I actually have actually listened to was you know that song Telfy by Maya.
Get into it. Maya something. I'm in the fashion. No.
Even the way
get into it. No, I'm
the
so
way
happy.
She sampled what's it called?
Cisco.
Yes. Thong song.
Thong song.
Ah, oh, there's God's violence. I just, you know, you just got love music that makes good. Oh, that is a song that I've been banging out.
Listen, I played in the office on Wednesday.
I need to do that. I'm yet to
do it. And I wanted to jump on that table. I even tweeted, I was like, I wanted to jump on the table. Bitch, so bad. No, that dress look because I'm in it. No, I love her so much. Like, I'm really interested.
Like, it sounds a bit demo-y at times.
Yes.
But that's how I love about it.
You know what? It's raw. It's raw.
I believe you because it's not polished.
Yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. I love that. I'm happy you mentioned it. Speaking of, are there any songs that you want to shout out that you've discovered recently?
It's a very good question. And it's elsewhere. But obviously, I know you've definitely spoken about this. Anything flow.
Flow. You know what? We've found a way to mention them in every episode since they
is
come
it?
Out. I have mentioned them like 10 times. You know, I ain't mad at it. I will keep on mentioning them.
See, and you haven't even mentioned them today. And here it is.
Yes,
it's made its
listen,
way.
They find their way in every episode, honestly. But yeah, I agree with that.
I've
flow.
I've been banging them out a lot recently. Mm-hmm. Flow, they're just, oh, babies, like... They
and the
are,
actual darlings as well. They actual
are.
Darlings, like,
they are,
super,
like, they're
super
so
sweet.
So sweet and so cute.
Yeah.
And, like, they, to me, are what I wanted Fifth Harmony to be growing up.
You know what? Oh, my last guest said the same thing.
Is it? Who's your last guest?
It was Afama Andrea. Yeah.
She got her noggin on.
Yeah.
Because I thought, honestly, like, I knew Little Mix were always the more powerful group.
Yeah,
and
yes,
they were the
absolutely,
more talented group.
Absolutely.
However, my ego just couldn't accept that because I was like, I love Little Mix so much, but I couldn't accept that Fifth Harmony were lesser than. I was like, no. Like, these girls are it, I promise you. And then, like, you know, you look back now because you know how they trend every now and again.
Yes.
With like a video of them performing or something that, and you just see how much of a mess they really were. It hurt, breaks my
fashions,
heart.
Vocals, everyone just every far
choreography.
Apart. Listen, the money was the only one that had rhythm.
The money was the only one listening to the beat and sticking to the cues. She's, you know, when they say 5, 6, 7, 8, the money's the only one that goes.
Yeah, but some people start at 5, someone starts at 6, 7.
Someone started
everyone
at 10.
Is bring, well,
someone else started at 11.
They're even behind.
Oh, no.
No,
they
I
were,
agree with you on that.
They were a social experiment. Yeah, yes. I Flow is what I thought they were, but they clearly weren't. That's why I'm like, I can appreciate Flow so much now.
So
like,
much.
The girlies get to see something
they've done the work.
Cohesive.
Yeah.
And they've done the work and they sound good and they look good. Yeah. And I guess that goes nicely into...
Yes. I'm finished. But before we get into that though, because I've got a few discoveries I want to shout out. Yeah. The first one is Amber Mark, What It Is. Go into it.
I love that song so much.
I discovered it on Twitter.
How long
on Tuesday?
No way. I'm so and sorry.
I discovered it. No, because I didn't even see a name on the tweet. I just saw the clip of it. Like, she's spinning around in the visualizer. So I said, oh, let me click on it and see what everyone's talking about. Because the caption was the best song of the year. I was like, that's very bold. That's a very bold thing to say. So I said, let me go and play it. I said, what? I shared it everywhere. I shared it on Instagram. I shared it on TikTok. I said, hello. The world needs to know. Because why am I just finding out about her?
I haven't done my job then, because I have been raving about that song for so long, to the point where one of my colleagues is now a stan of it, because she saw how much. To be fair, that was different. I was playing it in the office also.
Yeah.
So I clearly have. I'm sorry, Amber, but I have not done my job because
I'm finished.
It should have at least reached you.
No, what a song! I couldn't believe it.
Listen to the album.
No, you know what? I've been told I'm gonna do it either tomorrow. Okay, I'm gonna be editing tomorrow. When I'm not editing, when I finish anything, that's my reward.
Because I'm. Sorry to break it to you, but if you haven't heard of this song yet and you live in London, you just missed her tour.
Huh?
Yeah.
When was it?
Like last month.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to cry. I'm a meltdown.
I'm sorry. It was like a month ago.
No, but now she's amazing.
And she did that song and like, oh.
Like that song makes me want to just... beheld, you know, it's just the vibe, the production, the electric guitar. Hell,
but I love it.
You know what? And I feel like we're in a time where we're only getting 2 minute songs, so the song didn't work. It just gets better and better as it just goes to different dimensions. Oh, no, I love the song, but that's one of them.
Special girl,
yeah. Second one, No Worries and Her, Where I Go. This we spoke about last week or last episode, I should say, but shout, they didn't have enough time. But that song is amazing. I feel like I've not really connected with her in a hot minute now. So this was the first time I feel like, oh, yeah, her is back. You know, I like the song. So No Worries is Anderson .Paak and Knowledge. I think that's their duo group. So I love that. And the last one, it's not a discovery, but a song that grew on me with time. Breon Way's That Girl. Been That Girl.
Did I have to grow on you?
It was an instant favorite. That was one of the few songs that it took me a while to understand. Mm. I think it was the structure of the song that I was confused at first. But I think when I played in the shower one time, I'm like, dum, 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 dum. I said, wait, my head. I said, what?
Because it was wait a minute.
I said, dum, 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 dum. The one is going to break.
No, the shower is going
crazy. Yeah. I think for me, sometimes playing a song in the shower, like after a while,
yeah,
I get a different experience. I'm like, okay.
I think what did it for me, it was like, there was a teaser she put out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a six shot. Well, like her,
yeah.
Like, I'm a sucker.
Nah, she is a superstar.
Like music that's like quite like it's cunty. It's whatever.
Yes, yes.
Got me.
Yeah, I agree.
Not do much.
I agree.
But that reminds me, there is a release that I did want to shout out. It's an old song, but it's now a remix. K-Trap Warm remix, but now has Skepta in it.
I saw this over there. Yes, yes, yes.
So, like the song came out early last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it did like a resurgence again earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think it finally charted.
Yeah.
Like somewhat recently. Yeah. And then he got Big Skeppy on the remix, which is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And he was in there with his like, he's got trad clothing on. And it's a big moment for K-Trap. Like that's so sick that you got Skeppy out of the house.
That's
you know,
amazing.
You're not doing anything for nobody. So crazy.
No, I love that. And then that's it. I think that's all for my discoveries, actually. Like, honestly, so proud of these artists. Like, these artists are giving us music that we can love, enjoy. I feel like we're in times where music are not slapping like before. So when we can have music like this, we've got to grab it both hands and legs, chair. You know?
We've got to give everybody their flowers.
Yeah. So we're going to go into the trending topics. And we're going to start off with Flo, because we mentioned them a few minutes ago. Flo were on the cover, or are on the cover, I should say, of Essence. Wait. Essence GU magazine. Sorry, because a different thing, whatever. So I think there was a virtual one, like it was like a moving one, and it was like a standard print cover. And on the standard print cover, I think it was quite. Well, I didn't notice it at first myself, but I think the fans pointed out that everyone's complexion was the same. So what were your thoughts when you saw that? Actually,
I was the same at first because I scrolled through it
so quickly. I was in the office.
It was so heavily edited to the point where, like, I didn't notice the complexion was edited. I just thought the actual images were edited.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost that, like, You know that wet look here?
Yes.
That wet look where it's like everyone looks kind of chiseled. There's like that bronze look.
Yeah, yeah.
So I even deeped the complexion at parts, but I deeped, this is heavily edited, period.
Yeah.
Because it was like, whoa, like this is a... But then when I saw the comment and I looked again, mm-hmm. I was like, hang on a minute. Everyone is George's colour.
In 2022.
I feel like even they've definitely edited Georgia then, because like she's not exactly the normal colour. So they've all picked the tone and said, you all must be one. And it's like, that. Why would you do that?
In 2022.
Like, that doesn't even do anything. They're such beautiful girls. Yeah. What does that do? I don't get it. Like, what does it do?
It's ridiculous. I feel like I said, 2022, we're still having this issue.
Yeah.
I don't think they addressed it directly, but I can tell that it really affected them. The fans came together. They went to go and find their emails at Essence.
They should.
They're like, why? And I feel like they don't deserve that. They don't need that.
That is quite
and they're quite young as well.
They're,
you know?
They're babies. And you don't need to inflict that kind of like, you don't need to put anything in their head saying that you need to be, you need to be any way to be deemed as like beautiful. And one tweet I saw that was a bit backwards that was saying like, oh, it's not an issue because everyone's been made to be quote unquote darker, when normally the case people are edited lighter, and it's like, it's still wrong.
It's a problem because that's not their complexion.
They don't look like that.
What are you consuming, beloved? What are you taking? Cocaine?
It doesn't make any sense, because they were like, yeah, no, what's the issue? I was like, it's that you shouldn't be editing anyone's complexion, period.
Yeah, but that's our thoughts on them. We still love Flo. We're rooting for them. Next up, Drake and 21 Savage. They dropped their album Her Loss. And I didn't get to listen to the album, because when I logged on to Twitter that morning, I was seeing that our good brother Drake went to go and comfort our girl Megan. I love Megan Thee Stallion too much. Don't do that to my girl. So I'm gonna quote what he said. Well, so one line is clear, the other line people are saying is a legend, but okay. So the song is called Circo Loco. I wasn't it right. It said, this B word lie about getting shot, but she's still a stallion. Shorty said she graduated. So that's the first line that everyone noticed, but people are saying that the other line, Shorty says she graduated, she ain't learned enough. Play her album track one, K, I heard enough. What were your thoughts when you heard the situation?
First of all, it put me off hearing the whole thing completely.
Same.
Because I saw that and I was like, why are you being a messy bitch? Like, do you know what it is? It's like, okay, cool. People are saying it might not be about her, but they put two things in there. You said the word stallion and you mentioned graduation, and she recently graduated from college, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, who involved you? Mm-hmm. Like, who actually said, we need Drake's opinion on this? You don't need anyone's opinion.
It was
on this,
so unprovoked.
It was so unprovoked, and it was like, did you run out of context? Were the bars running dry?
Yeah.
But like, I just thought to myself, that is so lame, and there was absolutely no need. And it was like, someone of your caliber should not be involving yourself in anything like this, and has nothing to do with you. And the worst part is, you're siding with Tory Lanez. That makes you a loser.
Listen,
that makes you a loser. But what made me laugh was that there's, because obviously I don't care for the project now, because I'm like, that is so
same here.
Lame to joke about something like that has nothing to do with you over a leprechaun. Okay, cool. That's you know when you pick your battles, that's the one. This is one you picked, and you're gone and triggered somebody unprovoked. And it's like, it's so lame watching, seeing how all these men like dick ride for each other.
Yeah,
even when a case of like something to do with violence, you're still choosing to dick ride. That's crazy to me, because it's like, what leg do you have to stand on? Why go on for your morals, isn't it? Like, it's so beyond lame, and he's honestly honestly a loser for that. And in a time where we didn't even need Drake music, you've given us this.
I feel like we're being terrorized at this point.
We are.
It's too much.
It's enough. And so not only you've done that, you've already terrorized us with more music. And I actually do love Drake music, which is why it made me sad. So it was like, you've gone and you've harassed us with this.
Yeah.
It was a shame. But what I will say is TikToks of people going, 21.
I saw that one.
That's the only thing I've seen about
Drake. You know what, you made a point about you loving Drake, and I feel like same with me as well. I feel like I've always liked him, but I think in recent months, I would even say I was really like coming, like learning to appreciate his artistry, because I feel like he's done a lot. Like, he's had different sounds over the years, so I was just like begin to love him, respect him. And he goes and does something
and
like
then
this.
Then you do this.
He goes to do something like this. I'm like, why? Like, she didn't need that. I feel like people say, oh, that's how rappers always work. But I feel like with rap, it's always been something where maybe it's provoked. This is not provoked.
This is just bitchy.
It's very it's bitchy. Messy. It's not manly of you, sir. It ain't, honestly. And I feel like if she were to clap back now, she'd be the bad guy.
She's a bad guy, defending herself.
I'm in a point where I don't want her to be a nice girl anymore. I want her to go for every single person that's come for
Twitter
her.
It's so rude.
Ridiculous.
Twitter is hilarious because they were like, Meg, don't worry. They said some things that I won't say, but they were like, Drake's done this.
Yes,
don't worry. I got you with the comeback.
Yes. I saw that. It's just so unnecessary. And like you said, it turned me off. I'm not going to listen to their project. Like, bless me on Savage. I don't even know. I don't think he's even in like that. But unfortunately, I can't support it. And funny enough, breaking news. Siam. Megan Thee Stallion will receive writing credits on Drake 21 Savage's project because I think he used her flow on the song Rich Flex.
Wow.
So
would
I
you,
said.
But you look at that. When you do clownery,
the clown comes back to bite. Was it her loss or was it her gain, honey? Because what's going on?
It's her gain. In fact, it's almost like he said himself calling her loss because who lost now?
Honestly, it's very disappointing, but it is what it is.
Sorry to make go on a tangent, but even the whole concept of like her loss, like, come on, Aubrey, let's come up with something new.
Yeah.
You cannot be the heartbroken bachelor anymore. Yeah. We need else.
Somebody said that. I feel like we're at a certain age, and I'm like, we need more.
And it's almost like, I don't know if the well's drying, but like, maybe there isn't more, but it's enough. Or if you're going to give us the same thing in different fonts here, space it out.
Same in different fonts. That was
but space it out.
Yeah, like, I agree with you on that.
Come on, give us something every 6 months if it's just going to be about how you're broken.
And I feel like, getting something new? Are we getting something that's going to last longer? I feel like we're at a point where his project are getting forgettable. Like, even CLB, Stuff I Love a Boy, it took me a while to actually love it. I feel like all the artists are rushed. Like, for example, Chris Brown. Under Influence is now a 3-year-old son that is just getting his flowers because he didn't push it at the time. But you've not released another album between that time that it's not even getting love because everyone's not catching up. Like,
it's enough.
Stop it. Just relax.
Like, it's enough. And then to do that and give us something like this, like, it wasn't even groundbreaking music. Like,
it's just sad. It's sad. But I love me some 21 Savage though, because that one just minds his business. Just be singing his R&B songs and getting his life. You know, I think Drake can take a picture from his 21. Book.
Leave the TikToks I've seen yet.
Social media is going to make anything funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, if literally.
I don't know if he's on TikTok, but if he is.
Oh, God, yeah. And I can't lie, I do love how people have come to defend Megan on social media because
it's
too much. Like, I've seen people say, just tell me where. Tell me where and where now. I'm like, okay.
It's true, because at the end of the day, you're just seeing a woman get attacked unprovoked.
She minds her business.
That's the thing, has had to go through something very unfortunate. And it's like, even if Drake was to come out and apologize now or retract, it'll be like, that's not the point. Why did you involve yourself
in the first place? Yeah,
like, nobody asked.
Yeah, I agree.
Very lame. Very lame.
Very lame. But
it's almost like, it's almost reminiscent of like how, because you know how he's like quite up there in terms of like rap, and he's like almost like some makes it him rap royalty. But it's the same way, like how you know how Nicki's getting herself in stuff unprovoked. It's like Young Money, Wagwan.
Yeah.
Are we getting worried about age? Is it because we're pushing 40?
Yeah.
Why are we trying to be messy on the timeline? You guys are above this.
Yeah. All our faves are letting me just feel so shy. I'm feeling so shy for my faves. Like, it's too much. But that's our thoughts on Drizzy Drake and his non-entity. So, Ashanti did an interview with Angie Martinez, which I really liked. You know what? I don't think I was really a fan of her style of interviewing. I told about Angie, by the way, back in the day. But for right now, she's quite a lane for herself. She's got a podcast. I think it's called In Real Life. I believe it's called IRL. I think. Yeah. So gave it a watch because the teaser was very juicy. And she's talking about a situation with Gotti. I'm gonna say it proper like African English way.
Gotti.
So Gotti, you know. So background context, I think there's been rumors over the years about her having a relationship with him whilst he was married, all that kind of stuff. So he kinda addresses it. My thing with the interview though was the fact that I feel like she still felt the need to hold back. I get it, because media trained, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we still got to know more. I feel like what we got from him is that he's quite toxic. I feel like he's one of those people in the industry that abuse their power as a man, if that makes sense. Like, he didn't want her to work with other people. I think he didn't want her to move on, even though he was married, basically, essentially. When she was with Nelly, for example, that was a very iconic time, whatever. Yeah, he was against her being Nelly, trying to send threats to him. Like, death threats.
It's scary because it was like, you're married.
Married.
But it's because these people have power.
So, yeah, but I think from her perspective, he said that he was separated. But I think they're still married to this day. So how does this work?
Yeah,
you know. But I love me some Ashanti. Like, I'm happy that she got to use that platform to just express how she feels, because please, it's been many years of rumors. And she said, listen, that was a relationship, it was just a situationship at most, if that makes sense. So yeah, I love some Ashanti. I love what she's done for. I don't, her new song, I don't really like it. What's your favorite Ashanti song? What's your favorite song?
A good question. Mm-hmm. It has to be I Just Wanna Love You, Baby. That one.
Come on. Rock Me. Oh, baby. I'm trying to find a song that I love. Oh, I love Only You. That's my song. That's my song. That electric guitar. I'm trying to find her album. There's an album that she did called Braveheart, I believe. Called Braveheart. Hold on. Is it called Braveheart?
At least we know Ashanti. She's served.
Yeah, absolutely. In many ways. You know, it's called Braveheart. Yeah,
without her, there'd be no J-Lo.
Listen, all the hits, honey. All the hits. My favorite songs are actually on the Braveheart album. That's from 2014. I love Counts, Early in the Morning, French Montana. I also love Scars and Don't Tell Me No. Those are amazing songs from her. I love Foolish.
Foolish.
Amazing. Happy as well. Oh, God. I think even the story behind, like, he was taking credit for stuff that she wrote, saying that, like, oh, he did well, so he was not even in the room. And I feel like the industry is just very phony.
It's,
I feel,
been
like,
very peaked,
if we know what's going on behind the scenes in this industry, we're going to run away. Honestly, like, it's very scary. But send a lot to Ashanti always. She is an icon, doing amazing things. The last topic, Kwame. Was he an artist before Married at First Sight?
Even if he is, I don't want to know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so Kwame is best known for being on Marriage at First Sight UK. So that's a show where you're paired up with a partner and you're going to marry them.
Do you think they get married legally? Because I don't.
I don't think. Well, that would be so. You're wasting marital certificates.
Do you know what it is? There's no way that, because, like, you know how they do each for people that don't watch it.
Yeah.
They have this thing called a commitment ceremony.
Yes, yes.
And they decide whether they want to stay or leave. Yeah. In my head, I was like, but if you're married legally,
that'll be an annulment.
It's not. I don't think that counts. I don't know if it counts, but it's also like, it's not that easy to divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of me thinks that they just do the marriage and they say I do, mm-hmm. but they don't go to City Hall. So they don't do the legal part, which I understand, because
please, because marriage is a very serious thing, you know.
Very serious.
He released a song. He felt he needed to release a song. And I didn't want to watch it initially because I saw the lyrics being tweeted, and I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, it sounds.
But for the sake of the podcast, I did, and I think that the standout bars were. I'm even traumatized. When I enter,
trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning, guys. Cringe when I enter. Shlong, I don't say the word here, but the D word, long like placenta. Who thinks of that?
At your age,
uncle, and he says, hold this long piece in your dentures. How?
Placenta and dentures. What's going on here?
I'm really traumatized.
Placenta and dentures. No, and
it sounds like a threat.
It's a music video too. Was it not?
I love that restaurant as well. Is it not in North London? I went for my birthday. I forgot what it's called though. Anyway, it's a restaurant that I know.
I don't get wined and dined.
Is it number five?
Is it the one on Tottenham Hill?
Yeah,
not Tottenham Hill, but
it's one of the areas. One north. Yeah.
There. Let me not do that to myself. no, I think so. But even then, I couldn't get through the whole thing.
No,
so it was when he was like trying to be. Sensual, sexy.
I wanted to vomit.
I was like, Kwame, you're Uncle. The same brother that took a babe to the park bench. Do you think we find anything you do tantalizing in any way? You took a babe to the park bench. We will never forget.
I was very shy watching that.
It was just, I felt wrong.
Shout out to Kezia, I love her.
Love you, Keisha. I don't know how you.
Is it Keisha or Kezia?
It's Keisha.
Yeah. Shout out to Keisha.
I'm sorry. I don't know how she put up with him for all them weeks. I would have bounced in week one. But you know, some people are stronger than others. But no, that whole thing creeped me out. I was like, we don't need music.
We don't deserve that.
You know, we got to gatekeep the studios.
This is the problem though. I feel like podcast studios and music studios, they're not raising
close
the price
doors.
Enough. Close the borders,
doors,
close
raise
everything.
Prices, gatekeep that shit.
Lock the mics away.
There's no point because you can make a home. You can make a home studio if you want to.
But for like, because of the clout that he has from the show, we've seen it regardless. If it was studio homemade. Oh, I was so shy. I was like, so unnecessary. And I don't think I believe what he's saying. Yeah, like, if I could believe it, I'd be like, okay, but no, I don't believe it.
Park bench, I will always remember. I don't believe a word you're saying. What do you know about treating somebody nice and doing XYZ? You took her to the park bench.
I'm so shy. I feel like I'm a Ghanaian, so I can say no one can beat me up. But I feel like a lot of Ghanaian men are very image. They're very image gang. Like, but are you really about what you're talking about? We got to wrap it up, guys. We're running over time. But thank you, my love, for your time.
Thank you so much.
We're going to come back again, by the way. Going to come back soon.
Anytime. Honestly, I'm so serious. I don't like leaving my house anymore.
So thank you for coming. Leave your house. I'm the same way as well.
Yeah, like anytime, shout me. I love talking about pop culture.
Yeah. For the last time, where can people find you?
If you want to, again, I don't know why you would, but if you want to, you can find me at Raymantics on Instagram.
Cool. And it's been your boy Manny, which is the hashtag TCM show for the podcast.
Please.
TC Manny HG, I know that's right. My personals, The Classic Man on Twitter, The Classic Manny on TikTok and Instagram. But as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys.
Bye. Old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.